This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, we're hanging out today, baby.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I was listening to Joe this morning, and it kind of did give me a little bit of a inspiration to the topic for today. And one, I've wanted to pull out of the hat a little bit, because it's a perfect off-season topic.
We're in this moment of relative nothings.
Yeah. Well, the All-Star break's next week. It's coming. It's hurtling towards us like a meteor.
Well, hey, 10-game win streak for the Jays was snapped yesterday. Yep. Thanks, White Sox of all teams.
This is an ugly game. 2-1? Not good. It's not fun, realistically. It's, 2-1 game, eh.
I don't want to talk about it, but I also don't want to talk about it.
They're still good. They're still good.
They're still so good, and I think they're going to keep going.
Yeah, you're not going to win them all, but 10-game win streak helps.
10-game win streak closed at the hands of the White Sox? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They'll be back, though. Are they playing today? They're playing today, right?
Yeah, they're playing today.
Is it early afternoon baseball, though? Because yesterday was very weird, where everyone was playing in the afternoon, including the Bisons, which was very weird. Yeah, well, the Mets have a doubleheader today.
They're playing the opposite of early today.
They're not playing at all.
Well, no. They are playing at 10:05 first pitch against the A's.
That's tomorrow. They have off today.
Oh, they have off today. Yeah. So it is the opposite.
Yeah. Tomorrow is
10:05. Here I am not looking at the date, which now makes sense. You just played yesterday. You're traveling out west.
Yeah, as a Halos fan, welcome to the – you'll find out tomorrow morning how they did.
Probably.
Yeah. But so Joe was talking today about your favorite memories at the stadium. I have a few, but not a ton. I was never somebody that went to a lot of games. I went to a few, but I haven't been to a playoff game.
Ever since working here, yeah. I have been to one game. And that game was the one on, I think I'm going to say it this way. Yeah, it was on drugs. The game against the Vikings
yeah. Justin Jefferson's amazing catch.
The Bills being the goal knocked line back, disaster. Fumbling the ball instead of a safety. It's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Davis catches a pass that is very clearly not a catch. They reward it.
Yep.
Bass gets him to overtime.
That was a fun game.
There were two goal line stands in that game from the Bills defense. And then the Bills red zone woes continued because the offensive coordinator at the time didn't know how to do spacing concepts.
That's hard. I get it. That's hard.
And Allen was ultra aggressive.
It was a fun game. It ends in a loss, but it's a fun game.
It's certainly a fun game. It was worth every single entertainment dollar, but I will never forget where I was sitting and the reactions. There were a decent amount of Vikings fans around me.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, well, good game. And I'm like, we're not done yet.
Yeah, it was just not over with.
But then I very quickly ate those words.
Yeah. Mine was the 2011 season. It's my first regular season game I ever went to. Because I'd been to a few kids' days. I went with my Pee Wee football team and stuff like that. But my first regular season game I'd went to with my dad and my brother was the Philadelphia Eagles game. When they end up beating the Mike Vick-led Eagles. I think it's the year after the Dream Team is 2011. I think 2010 was the Dream Team. But you kind of have all their hype. They end up falling flat. But the Bills start that season 4-1, and I've talked a lot about it. Like, I have a lot of fondness for the 2011 season,
yep.
Even with it ending as horribly as it does. But those first 6 weeks before the bye were some of my favorite memories for a long time as a Bills fan. The week one win against the Chiefs, this is before, obviously, the rivalry builds up. I just loved, you know, going on the next morning to watch, I think, like, NFL morning or something like that, or NFL Total Access, just to watch the highlights again. And to hear them talk about, like, all, like, the seventh-round picks, the D3 college guys, who are these random people putting up 41 points? Obviously, the Patriots win, which I know a bunch of people talked about this morning,
yep.
For their favorite Bills, you know, stadium moment. That game was just, oh, my God, like, what is happening? And then for me, it was going to that Eagles game where the Eagles had all this hype. They had all this talent. I think Vic throws, like, 3 or 4 picks. The Bills win kind of comfortably, even though the score's a little bit closer. And I do remember leaving, like for me, that was the game where I left the stadium going, like, yeah, I'm a Bills fan. Because I had an AFC team and I had an NFC team. My NFC team was the Eagles. I had watched the movie Invincible with Mark Wahlberg, and that was, like, the first sports movie I can remember watching where it was real teams for, like, you know, the sport they're covering. But I also love the Bills fans. It was always easy to watch the games, and I liked a lot of the players, and I kept up with the teams and all that stuff. And then so the Eagles game was that perfect, like, hey, we can go, you know, kill two birds with one stone sort of deal. I left the game as a Bills fan. I haven't looked back. It was so much fun. I have so many fond memories of it.
And look where we are today.
Even a 50-year-old guy, like, kind of like giving me the business. Like, I'm 10 years old or so, mm-hmm. And it's just giving me the business being an Eagles fan. I'm like, I'm also rooting for the Bills. I just want a good game. I'm 10. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And I left as a Bills fan. I haven't looked back, and it's one of my fonder, like, sports memories. But for today, we're thinking taking it a little broader. We don't want to steal Joe's topic, but also have some fun. It is the
off
season. Also,
give it a little bit of juice again to revisit it. You know, it's not something that, like, we don't need to ride the momentum on this sort of thing because, well, you know, it's already been done today. We can revive that at any point right now as well.
Mm-hmm. But for this, we're thinking your favorite Bills season of all time. Because while, yes, there has not been any championships, there has certainly been a lot of fun. And there has been really memorable moments. And, you know, specifically, I think for a lot of, like, the younger generation, too, there has been this run here of years that have just been awesome following years of just torment.
And that's the thing, is that we're going to get a massive gap if we get these answers.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a gap. One might say 17 years worth.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially.
Well, I mean, I did just talk about how 2011 is very fond for me. It's not my favorite Bills season, right. Don't worry. But there will probably be people out there who's like, I went to a ton of Bills games. They were, you know, it was fun. 2002 could probably be on there for some people.
Yeah.
It or just, 2004, excuse me.
With the bitter ending that was that year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, there's probably, I'm going to assume, healthily, that there's probably a double-digit year gap, nearly two-decade sort of gap in the answers,
mm-hmm.
And that's totally fair and reasonable.
Because I think that, like, and this is probably true for most sports teams, that we talk about the Sabres a lot, and for me, like, 06-07 is always brought up. Like that one is always brought up. I think for the Bills, because there is two different distinct eras of winning, plus some years before the 90s, a little bit after them.
And that's the answers that I would love to be educated on.
Yeah, like, I think there is a lot of variance there because it could very much be just where you were at in your life.
And for several generations worth of Bills fans,
mm-hmm.
Recent years are only going to be the answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are either not alive or too young to recollect anything.
Mm-hmm. So 803-0550, the number to call. We'll have fun with it all day. Your favorite Bills season of all time, or at least in your lifetime. Derek, you have one that I can totally understand it, but also your blood pressure must have been a mess that year.
It wasn't. Mostly because,
brave.
Here's the funniest thing. I started working here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're the bright-eyed kid.
You got all the energy in the
like,
world.
Like, oh my God, this is amazing. Not that I'm not, not that I don't enjoy it. Let's be abundantly clear here. But, you know, you just walk into a new job and you're like, oh my God, this is the coolest. And the first things that are happening here are, well, Rex Ryan has been let go. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean McDermott has been introduced to the Bills. This is the 2017 season. That's right, the drought breaker. And it is my favorite for a lot of reasons. One of which is that it is a nightmare season that went right. If you go back, it is a fever dream that they made the playoffs at all.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrod Taylor, as the starting quarterback through the majority of the season, does not have the starting quarterback designation in the first game, though. No, that is because this year starts with a quarterback competition.
Yep, because Tyrod had just come over from Baltimore. He's that fun free agency we don't really know who he is.
Matt Castle,
mm-hmm.
who gets the day one nod as the opening day starter at quarterback. Taylor is credited with being in the starting lineup, though. He is lined up at receiver for a gadget play. And they beat the Jets down.
Mm-hmm.
But that offseason, they trade Sammy Watkins. They trade Ronald Darby.
They're arguably starting over and expecting to be bad.
Everyone around is looking at them going, oh, they're tearing it down with the mm-hmm. new coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be hiring a new general manager probably within the next year, which is what they do. And okay, let's get to work. It looks like they're going to start over. Cool. They get off to a 5-2 start. And you're like, oh my God, this team, like, Sean McDermott might have the goods. Okay.
But we had been here before, that whole thing.
It wasn't even we've been here before. A team that you were supposed to beat down in the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday night, it's a color rush game. It's the sequel, so to say, of the colorblind bowl. The Bills had white helmets and red jerseys, while the Jets had white helmets and green jerseys.
Unbelievable.
Greatest game of all time that the year prior. But the follow-up, the Jets are in all white. They don't make the same mistake twice. Thank you. But they lose by 13 to the Jets, and then they get blown out by the Saints in a game where, it was such a dreadful offensive performance. So much so that Taylor gets benched for Nathan Peterman, heading out to LA to take on the Chargers. And I got paid to say probably the worst take of all time when I said on a Breakfast with the Bills on a Sunday morning, I think Nathan Peterman's going to be just fine today.
Well, to be fair, in the Saints game when he was put in, he went 7-for-10, 79 yards and a touchdown. He was very good in the preseason.
I was like, he's going to be okay.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He was not, in fact, fine.
We get to before the end of the second quarter. Peterman throws pick number 5, and Joe DiBiase's out there in the newsroom with me, and he goes, I couldn't have predicted it goes this poorly. Because
let's see how much
him and I were arguing about this on air.
Let's see how much you remember that game. Did Peterman have more interceptions or completions in this game?
I think he had more completions, but it wasn't by much.
By one. He had 6 completions, 5 picks. Yeah.
I know that. But like the first pass bounces off of DeMarco's hands.
Yep.
It goes 6 the other way. By the time he's at pick number 5, he's sailing passes, and it's just nothing's working at that point. You're cooked. And I remember just thinking, oh my God. All right, so well, the season's over at this point. We're done here.
They're 5-5. They've lost 3 in a row, 2 of them being you could argue even 3 of them being blowouts because the Jets was 34-21.
You know what is an actual positive thing to take about the Bills and Chiefs rivalry right now? They're entertaining games.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what. Like, yeah, they're losses in the playoffs, but they're worth watching. If you watch a Chiefs-Bills game from before the Allen era begins, those games are nightmare fuel.
Yeah, you're in a bad spot.
Like, I remember the days of Jeff Toole throwing a pick 6, or you're winning 16-10, for example. Or, like, those games were just bad football between those teams. But it's a win against the Chiefs on the road that gets them back into business.
Mm-hmm.
a loss to the Patriots.
I was waiting for you to bring that up. They put up 3 points against the Patriots.
Yeah, you know, standard fare against the Patriots at this time. And that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And speaking of fever dreams, the Colts game. The snow game against the Indianapolis Colts where, oh, here's your good little fan PTSD. Peterman starting again.
That's in right.
The snow.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, so this is how it ends.
Yeah, it's Peterman in the snow. The elements come back to bite you.
This is how it ends. We're going to fall to 6-7. We're pretty much chasing at that point. And the weather's miserable. Kudos to the fans that actually braved it and went out there. And then you got yourselves two of the niftiest passes that you will see in an NFL season from Bills quarterbacks, neither of whom were the starter.
Yep.
Peterman throws a dot for Benjamin
in the end
zone. One of
his five completions that day.
Gets concussed.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go for an extra play. Gets replaced by Joe Webb.
Who goes 2-for-6, by the way.
Who goes 2-for-6. But he drops in to the bucket. An incredible pass. Zach, do you know who the wide receiver was that made that catch?
Is it Thompson? Deontay Thompson?
It is Deontay Thompson.
I know Benjamin and Thompson were like the two guys that day. Because, you know, there was a total of 7 completions.
You're right. They were the only two receivers to reel in a catch.
Yeah, there it is.
The other two players were Charles Clay and Nick O'Leary.
Oh, Nick O'Leary. Bill's great, Nick O'Leary.
But
never wore gloves.
LeSean McCoy in the snow is still a legend because he did that in Philly.
32 attempts, 156 yards, and a touchdown on the ground. Frank Gore was the other running back for the Colts. 36 rushing attempts, 130 yards.
But McCoy, though, that touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are on the brink. A tie can doom them as well in that scenario, considering what the ultimate ending is. Anything other than LeSean McCoy taking it to the house probably ends their year. But they win. And they're alive. In the faintest of hopes, but they're alive. They win 2 of 3 against Miami to end the year. There's a Patriots loss in there, you know, standard fare.
Standard fare
like
at the time,
yes. But that second Dolphins game, everyone remembers it. It's New Year's Eve, 2017. It happens. The Tyler Boyd play happens.
Mm-hmm.
4 of us in the newsroom run like the 4 directions of the wind, screaming and yelling.
We've all heard the clip with Bulldog,
absolutely. We've all heard the clip with Bulldog. Our program director tells Nate, Ryan Gates, and myself, go nuts. It's New Year's Eve. Stay on as long as you want
to. Have fun.
Stay on as long as you want to.
And I have to produce Howard and Jeremy the next day.
Oof.
So I'm like, I'm getting out of here early, taking a nap, coming back.
And then I'll come back, yep.
One of my core memories about this place is when Jeremy, I think letting us know to let him in.
Good.
Hurls a snowball at the window. We move the shades, see Jeremy bolt inside. Those two give each other the broiest of hugs of just like, we did it. We finally bleeping did it. And we just took calls all day of people being excited.
Mm-hmm. I think what's funny too.
Then they score 3 points.
But on that, that's something I remember is like.
Like what the hell was that season?
But at least like in my like circle of friends and everyone I was talking about with this game, no one really cared about the playoff game. It was just more like, we're back.
We're back. We finally did it.
We're back to the dance. Who cares that we're playing the Jaguars? We'll go down anyways. We don't care if we win. I know that's where I was sitting. I didn't care how it ended. It was just that we were back. It felt for the first time that the Bills were relevant.
I'm just more on the what a fever dream that was. Because you lost a game where you allowed 75 passing yards.
The Bills in that season, including the playoff game, scored 3 points three times.
Yeah.
A week two loss to Carolina. A week 13 loss to New England.
9-3 loss to Carolina in week two, by the way.
And then that wild card game against the Jags. That's incredible. That's truly incredible. They scored 3 points
I'm telling
three
you,
times that
this
season.
Is a fever dream season that is – you have to fondly remember it because of the fact that it's almost like you had no business having – any of that go your way.
You kind of didn't. They had a plus 10 turnover differential, which is kind of a big part that people bring up because that was a huge part of them winning the Atlanta game early in the season.
But also hysterical because you had a 6-turnover game.
Yep. Was that the Atlanta game?
No.
Oh, no. They personally had a 6.
They gave up 6 turnovers, 5 of which were in the first half.
Yep.
Yeah, because then Tyrod comes back into the game in that one, fumbles, and it's brought back for 6 there, too.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that game.
So, that one game alone kind of hurt you, and this is probably true, too. Game. The Bills obviously make the playoffs, though, and this is sort of a famous thing. They had a negative point differential, minus 57 points.
And back-to-back blowouts will do that.
Yeah, that middle stretch there probably did it. They were not a playoff team by almost every metric except the fact that they did, in fact, make the playoffs. Like, their quarterback play was terrible. McCoy was kind of doing everything for them. I even look at some of their stats here, Derek. I mean, you talk about the points for. I mean, 3 games, they scored 3 points. They were 22nd in the league. And then points against, as much as they were getting turnovers, they were very much a bend-don't-break defense. 18th in the league.
Yeah. And
they were not a playoff team.
No,
except
they were
that they were.
They were not a playoff team by metrics. Like, expected win-loss, it's like... 6-10,
100%. Yeah, that team by every metric was exactly what the Bills were looking for. By like, we're going to be bad now, but we're going to be really good in a few years. Except that they were actually okay.
The season was on drugs. Rick Dennison was a one and done coordinator for the offense. Bob Babich and Bobby Babich are on this staff.
Babbage has been around for a long time.
Yes.
Bobby, I mean.
Yeah.
Bobby's been around for a long time. But that was always
the
thing.
He follows
in
the footsteps of
his
dad. Who was the linebackers coach that year.
Yep.
And Babbage sticks around on this team. So, but that's, I'm telling you, this season was so bizarre. And it even begins with, in that offseason, they fire the general manager. After the draft.
Mm-hmm. Beans hired, I think, in May?
Yes.
So he runs basically none of the offseason except towards the start of training camp where a lot of trades happen.
Yes.
And then that's the team going in.
McDermott and his staff utilize the reports of Doug Whaley, the scouting staff, and runs the draft that year.
Ends up being one of their better drafts, too.
It is also the infamous trade down and the Chiefs get Mahomes, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? That's a conversation for never because I don't like talking about that.
It's one of their better drafts, though.
But, again, this season was incredible in the roller coaster variation that it was. A team that had no business to make the playoffs that made it anyway.
Sabres, take the hint.
A lot of other teams are doing it. They find it fun. They find it entertaining.
If the Bills could do it with whatever crack team they assembled in 2017, and they had some bright young pieces that began showing up here. This is the offseason that they sign Hyde and Poyer.
Yep.
This is where they draft Trey White, Deion Dawkins.
Matt Milano's in this draft,
Milano is in this draft. Mm-hmm. They begin building
the Bills' core
for the first go-round.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the only connecting tissue in terms of on the field is a few of those players in the draft. Because outside of that, this is like very close to being a one-off because in 2018, they're bad. They are not good. For Allen's rookie year, they're 6-10. They're 30th in points for, 18th in points against. It's 2019 where the actual like, okay, this is something. 2017, for a little while there, is kind of just seen as this like weird, hey, they broke the drought. This is great. Now they're moving on and they feel good about it. But 2018, I mean, you remember, you know, Allen's rookie season, he's hurt for a little while.
They're bad passing. They trade Darius midseason as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So many things happened that year.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You want action? This was that. This is the team they should make the Hallmark movie about.
This is the 2017 team.
I'm not kidding.
But there were very few weeks where there wasn't something going on, something to talk about. There was not that feeling that I think we hit a lot now where it's just give me to January. That was not true in 2017 at all.
One of the things that you need, though, when you're not a good team, is you need elite special teams play. This was when Hauschka was Hausch money.
Yep.
29 of 33. All of his extra points are made. The man was almost as automatic can get.
Man, even McCoy's season wasn't that great. Just over 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. He had a rushing attempts per
and
rushing
course, yards
per attempt was 4.0. Man,
the tip of the
how
cap,
do
though,
they make the playoffs?
The tip of the cap is the final offensive touchdown that they score in the year.
Kyle Williams.
It's Kyle Williams.
What a weird year.
That is the last touchdown they score.
What a weird year. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get to yours coming up next. We got some tweets. We're looking for your calls as well. I'll also give mine. Don't worry. It's a lot more points. It's a lot more exciting. It's also a bit more recent. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.